Fits, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A major university has issued a warning to its international students. CBS's Jim Crisula with the latest.
Duke University has sent out a notice advising its international students not to travel outside the U.S. over the summer break. The university says the advice applies to legal permanent residents and green card holders. Duke says students who must travel internationally should talk to the school's visa services liaison or contact an immigration lawyer.
The FDA is asking the food industry to stop using synthetic food dyes found in many items on supermarket shelves, and they plan to phase out 8 petroleum-based colors. FDA head Marty McCarry.
Taking petroleum-based food dyes out of the food supply is not a silver bullet that will instantly make America's children healthy, but it is one important step.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is defending himself against another assertion that he shared classified material through an unapproved and unsecured network, this time taking airstrike information from a military communications channel and sharing it in a chat with his wife, his brother, and others. CBS's Charlie Daggett says this is the second incident.
Calls into question his judgment in sharing highly sensitive information, including specific takeoff times, with people who clearly wouldn't have the kind of clearance to know that information. He insisted again, not classified, instead informal, unclassified coordinations.
The White House says Hegseth is doing a tremendous job. The Vatican says that Pope Francis will lie in state at St. Peter's Basilica starting tomorrow until his funeral, which will be held on Saturday. Francis is remembered as the People's Pope. His second cousin, Sister Anna Rosa Savory, works as a missionary in Thailand, and she spoke about him.
Very strong person, strong in the thinking, no? He will, whatever he will say, he will say.
The Oscars are embracing artificial intelligence, with a caveat.
Let's remember something. I put you where you are today.
Robert De Niro acknowledged AI helped alter his voice in The Alto Knights, and it enhanced Adrian Brody's Hungarian accent for his Oscar-winning performance in The Brutalist.
The people here, they do not want us here.
Now, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says artificial intelligence will not disqualify a movie from Oscar consideration, but it will favor films with more human involvement. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Opening statements begin tomorrow in former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's rape retrial, this time with a majority female jury deciding the landmark hashtag MeToo case. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to rape and sexual assault charges. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis, the final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game three of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-seven series, 2 games to nothing. Baseball, Brewers and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I identify with that film, in which there is an implicit reference to St. Francis. Those are the words of Pope Francis, who passed away last Monday at the age of 88. The Pope was referring to the film La Strada by Federico Fellini, which was his favorite. As it turns out, he was quite the cinema buff. The Pope said in an interview about 10 years ago he was always a fan of movies dating back to his childhood in South America, adding that he owes his love for the big screen to his parents for taking him to the theater at an early age. Pope Francis said he identified with the teachings of St. Saint Francis of Assisi due to the themes of love and suffering. Probably no surprise, that was the inspiration for his chosen papal name. Video game adaptations are alive and well, and it seems they will be with us for a long time, or until they run out of video games to adapt. Universal Studios is jumping into said world and teaming up with director Michael Bay and producer Sydney Sweeney to bring Outrun to the big screen. There is no cast attached yet, as the project is in the early stages of development. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky in the overnight with light winds that could lead to a little patchy fog. Otherwise, lows will drop to the upper 30s. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Highs in the upper 60s, close to 70. Right now, it's 48.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome three filmmakers from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Toby Jones and Ben Hansen join the show to talk about their film, AJ Goes to the Dog Park, and Mark Evans talks about his film, The Diamond King.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Lenin's birthday. Happy Earth Day. It's, are we on? Okay, happy Lenin's birthday. Happy Earth Day. Happy whatever it is. It's Tuesday. John Roberts owns it all. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. From Citizens United to Donald Trump's coup. Also, Trump accuses SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, of caving to the radical left in pausing his deportations. It's now the radical left position to not send innocent people to a notorious prison without even offering them an attorney or a trial or anything? That's for the first hour of our program. The second hour of our program, we have a treat for you. We have one guest today. It's Ali Velshi, MSNBC host, and he will be with us for the entire hour taking your calls. So if you have calls, if you have questions for I consider Ali Velshi, I think the two people who are the most prominent, genuine progressives, genuine journalists, genuine geniuses in the media are Rachel Maddow and Ali Velshi. And, you know, I've known Rachel for decades. And Ali is just such a great guy. And I am so looking forward to his being with us for that second hour. So, we'll be getting your calls in line for that as we get closer to the second hour of the program. Third hour of our program, the International Monetary Fund has now warned officially that Donald Trump may be causing a second Republican Great Depression. And there is some alarm as Doge claws deeper into troves of federal data. So that's our agenda for the day. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is my daily take. Is titled Roberts Owns It All, From Citizens United to Trump's Coup. And my point is that the Roberts Court has significantly altered the course of American jurisprudence. It has significantly, I mean, these guys have literally made up laws. They've created them out of thin air. The Constitution says that laws are created by Congress. It's unambiguous. There's literally no place in the Constitution, including all of Article 3, which is the entire part of the Constitution that deals with the federal courts. There is nowhere in the Constitution where it says that the courts may write law. And yet, the Roberts Court said, hey, we're going to strike down laws dating all the way back to 1907 and the Tillman Act. We're going to strike down laws that regulate big money in politics, and we're instead going to replace those laws with our judge-created law. Now I said the Supreme Court said this. Actually, I should say five corrupt Republicans on the take from billionaires on the court said this. We're going to replace those laws with our own opinion that corporations are the same thing as persons and thus entitled to free speech rights under the First Amendment of the Constitution, and that free speech means money. Money is the same thing as speech. The more money you have, the more speech you have, and that's how it's supposed to be. This is the order that God wanted. Or, I don't know, maybe the Pope. They're all Catholics, but whatever. So here we are. John Roberts owns this nightmare. John Roberts is the one who told us that there's no more racism in America. This was in the Shelby County decision in, I believe it was 2014, might have been 2012. It was while President Obama was president. And Robert says, hey, look at this, you got a black guy as president. We don't have a racism problem anymore. We can now allow former Confederate states to start purging their voting rolls of black people again. And of course, that's exactly what happened. Over 4 million people got purged or their votes didn't get counted in the last election, which is the only reason, according to Greg Palast, is the only reason why Donald Trump is sitting in the White House right now. And from everything we can tell, they're right now in the process, actively in the process, of purging up to 10 million more, mostly black and brown people, young people and old people, right? They don't want people on Social Security to vote. So, hey, if your driver's license expires because you don't drive anymore, you can't vote anymore. Isn't that cool? And they don't want students to vote. They don't want young people to vote. So, hey, if you're going to a university and your student ID is your ID, you can't use that. Sorry, Charlie. And in fact, in red state after red state, if you're going to university, they won't even recognize your residency just because you're in college. Just because you live there 9 months out of the year, they're saying, no, you're not a resident. You have to vote where you originally live. But where you originally live says, no, you live over there. So you can't vote at all. And now they're proposing the SAVE Act, which, of course, John Roberts would just love. When the Citizens United ruling went down in 2010, saying that corporations are persons and money is speech, and that's the end of the, and creating super PACs, an opportunity. And now they've even said, back then they said super PACs can't coordinate with campaigns. Now they're saying, yeah, it's all right. I mean, this is how far down the corruption road we've gotten. If John Roberts and the five corrupt Republicans, now it's six, but back then it was five. If John Roberts and the five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court had not come out and said, corporations are persons and money is speech and you're welcome to buy politicians, there's nothing wrong with that. If that had not happened, then I think you can safely guarantee that Donald Trump would not be president right now. Just safely guarantee it. But here, Elon Musk himself, there are a number of people who think that Elon Musk, his almost $300 million is what put Donald Trump over the top. Roberts owns it all. He owns Lisa Murkowski, Senator Lisa Murkowski's whispering, we're all afraid. Retaliation is real. He owns the purges of civil servants who tried to do their jobs while Trump loyalists like Big Balls and Elon Musk fired everyone not in lockstep. He owns the dismantling of our national security infrastructure, the gutting of the FBI, the neutering of the NSA, the kneecapping of agencies that track hostile foreign actors, particularly Russians. He owns the future Trump emergency declaration, particularly if there's a terrorist attack that will install him as dictator for life. He owns the death of American credibility on the world stage. He owns the economic depression that Trump's tariffs and chaos are going to provoke. He owns Trump's lies that Kilmer Garcia has MS-13 tattoos on his hands. This is the kind of gaslighting you see in dictatorships like Russia or Hungary. As Maxwell Frost said of Trump's willingness to lie to imprison people, he said, today it's Mr. Garcia, tomorrow it could be any one of us. True. John Roberts owns the increasing deaths of women in states with near total abortion bans. He owns the stolen votes of millions who might have stopped this rolling catastrophe but couldn't because John Roberts' court helped rig the system against them. He owns Doge, Musk, and Big Balls destroying America's diplomatic and scientific primacy in the world. And now Roberts owns or is facing the destruction of the very branch of government he leads. I mean, it was a 9-0 decision that said, Donald Trump, you must bring Mr. Garcia back to the United States for due process just so that he can, sit before a judge and determine whether or not he should be kicked out of the country. And Trump, to this day, is ignoring the Supreme Court. People say, are we in a constitutional crisis? We're way past that. We are in early stage dictatorship. Let's call this what it is. It's early stage dictatorship. We are 3 months into this administration, and we are already seeing Donald Trump behave in ways that you only see in dictatorships, and his ICE people are running around like, you know, papers, please. I mean, we have officially arrived at the papers, please phase of fascism as well. So here we are. Will the courts hold against Trump? Will, you know, a handful of Republicans in Congress wake up and stop Trump? If neither happens, it falls to us. We need a peaceful revolution getting us in the streets every single week.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I got to tell you the latest outrages from ICE. I'll tell you about that right after this. Stick around.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mira Joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When's the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof that you own your house? If you're like me, the answer is never. The problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You don't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing and find out today if you're already a victim. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use the promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4.
Played it straight, talked of law, talked of fate, but behind the bench, the game was rigged, the people's voice, a power picked. He cracked the door. A strong man rose with tweets and threats.
The Constitution. Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. Customs and Border Patrol boarding an Amtrak Empire Builder train in Havre, North Dakota, interrogating a local judge, a state judge, asking if he's a citizen. He said if his skin had been darker, they didn't demand that he show documentation because he identified himself and his English was good. He thought if his skin was darker, they would have gone after him. This is amazing. I mean, this story is going viral right now. Donald Trump saying that the Supreme Court has caved to the radical left. This is what he posted this morning on his Nazi-infested social media site. He said, I'm doing what I was elected to do, remove criminals from our country, but the courts don't seem to want me to do that. He said, the U.S. Supreme Court seemingly doesn't want me to send violent criminals and terrorists back to Venezuela or any other country for that matter. The courts are intimidated by the radical left who are playing the ref. We cannot give everyone a trial because to do so would take, without exaggeration, 200 years. Well, this is simply not true. He goes on to say we would need hundreds of thousands of trials for the hundreds of thousands of illegals we're sending out of the country. You know, the vast majority of the people that Donald Trump has arrested and deported, in fact, as far as I can tell, pretty much all of them, were people who are already in the system. They have applied for asylum. ICE is picking them up and deporting them because they know where they are. It's just lazy. I mean, this, you know... Anyway, here we go. There's another one. Mr. Edison David Quintero Chacon. He is apparently being held incommunicado at El Salvador's notorious terrorism confinement center, the CICOT. This is his story. There's a lawsuit right now from the Human Rights Watch on behalf of this guy. Mr. Quintero, originally from Venezuela, is a 28-year-old carpenter, fisherman, and father of two young children. He turned himself into immigration officers when he came to the U.S. border in 2024. ICE later took him into custody during a routine ICE check-in and held him while an immigration court was determining whether he should be deported because he lacked immigration status. Eventually, he gave up fighting his deportation to Venezuela in immigration court. And after at that point, they should have said, okay, cool, hop on a plane to Venezuela. But it continues. After 8 difficult months in ICE custody at the Stewart Detention Center in Lumpkin, Georgia, he filed a habeas petition in February of last year. He asked a federal court to order that the government could not keep holding him for no reason, since deportations to Venezuela were not possible. Instead of responding to his lawsuit, the government sent him to CECOT, where his living nightmare continues, and argued the court may no longer review the case. His wife said, my family and I can't sleep or eat because we're thinking about Edison. He's a loving person, responsible and hardworking. I often wonder if he's eaten yet, what he's eaten, how he's feeling. This is affecting me emotionally and physically, and I can't rest. Edison was terrified of remaining stuck in immigration detention in the U.S. or Gitmo, but imprisonment at CECOT is worse than anything we could have imagined. Rebecca Kassler, the senior attorney for the American Immigration Council, said the U.S. government is trying to do at CECOT what it cannot do at home, put people in jail for life simply because they lack immigration status. This is a breathtaking departure from the rule of law. When did coming into the United States without documentation, without legal permission, which, by the way, is a misdemeanor, it's the equivalent of speeding or running a traffic light. When did that become a crime punishable by life in prison? Here's another one. Kremlin Marrero and her went for a routine ICE checkup. This is in Louisiana, Marrero, Louisiana. She went for her ICE checkup. She's, again, in the country with the permission of our government, applying for asylum, and she never came back. It's for 3 weeks. She's been missing. Nobody knows where she is. She went for her ICE checkup or for her, check-in, and that's it. She'd applied for asylum. She attended her biannual appointments. She planned to pursue a path to citizenship, and now nobody knows where she is. Two German tourists were deported for not booking a hotel. These were two young women who had just graduated from high school in Germany. They were doing a world tour, Thailand, New Zealand. They came to the United States. They were subject to full body scans, strip searches, standing naked in front of police officers, put in green uniforms, placed in holding cells because they didn't have a hotel reservation when they got in Hawaii, is what ICE is saying, or CPB. This is nuts.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I've got to make this my op-ed for tomorrow. We are fully in the papers, please phase of, rolling into full-on fascism.
It's me, your liver. The organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Dozens of foreign students attending universities nationwide are suing to stop their visas from being revoked as the Trump administration terminates their records in an online database. CBS's Nicole Skenga.
Keep in mind, all of this is playing out as the State Department has said it's using AI to comb over social media foreign students to identify threats, including possible connections to Hamas or other terrorist groups.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to ban 8 food dyes found in things like cereal and sports drinks.
I was talking with my staff about these petroleum-based dyes, and I said if they want to add petroleum, they want to eat petroleum, they ought to add it themselves at home.
Who will succeed Pope Francis? CBS's Seth Doan is in Rome.
Pope Francis really tried to elevate cardinals from different parts of the world, unknown church leaders, and part of that is not knowing how they might vote. So that is the wild card.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Will there ever be a sequel to The Big Lebowski? If Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore had their say, it would be absolutely. Unfortunately, it is the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, who seem against the idea. The Coen brothers have not made a sequel to any of their work, although Bridges said they do tend to surprise people sometimes. In addition to no sequels, the brothers also have not made a film together since 2018's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. When he's not trying to sell you his own products like Aviation Gin or Mint, Ryan Reynolds actually makes films. He starred opposite Hugh Jackman in 2024's Deadpool and Wolverine. Recently, Jackman took a good-natured swipe at his pal Reynolds by telling a crowd at Radio City Music Hall that Jackman was curiously left out of a dance scene in the film. Don't worry, there is no awkwardness. Jackman did assure everyone in the crowd they are bros for life. Thank goodness for that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis. The final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game three of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-seven series, 2 games to nothing. Baseball, Brewers and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky in the overnight with light winds that could lead to a little patchy fog. Otherwise, lows will drop to the upper 30s. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Highs in the upper 60s, close to 70. Right now, it's 48.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're just like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time at our new time slot, 2 until 4, and Matt Solomon from Cracked.com talking about SNL at 50. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
In the cold, he found the doors wide open on a party long road. They'd stripped away the conscience, the guardrails down, painted loyalty in poison, wore ambition like a crown. He offered them a mirror, they saw their thirst for might, and chose to dim the lanterns instead of light the night.
Six minutes past the hour. Just a couple of other data points here. In late January, Ricardo Parada Vasquez, a Venezuelan immigrant working a delivery job in Detroit, picked up an order at McDonald's. So this guy is like, you know, DoorDash or Uber Eats. He's heading to the address when he erroneously turned onto the Ambassador Bridge, which heads to Canada. So this is a very common mistake, by the way. I used to live in Detroit, I can tell you. And Louise and I have been over that bridge. So he passes into Canada. His GPS is screwed up. He gets into Canada. And now he turns around and tries to come back. And boom, he gets nailed by customs authorities. And now he's in this prison in El Salvador. At least that's what they think. His name is not on the list, but they haven't released the entire list, apparently. But on March 15th, he told a friend in Chicago that he was housed in Texas and expected to be put on a plane that night. And sure enough, that was the night the plane went to El Salvador. He has simply disappeared, said his lawyer. Amazing. I'm also seeing that Representative Maxine Dexter says she's not going to leave El Salvador until Kilmar Garcia has been returned to the United States. I can't verify that. I've seen it twice on social media. I did see her on CNN this morning, but I couldn't hear it at the time because we just started the show. So I'm not sure where she was. She might have been from, but I'll keep you up to date on that. She's my representative. We have to get her on the program, Sean. You know, we need to get her to come on and take calls from listeners and get to know her. Also, a federal judge has ordered the United States to restore visas to two international students here in Oregon. Over 1,000 international students have had their student visas pulled. It looks like in every case, it's this pro-Israel group called the Canary Project, I believe, or something like that, that is just searching through people's social media. And if they find anything that suggests that these foreign students are not pro-Israel or are pro-Palestinian, then they turn their names over to the government. The government pulls their student visas, and boom. But this federal judge has said no. One is a citizen of Mexico pursuing a doctoral degree in rangeland ecology here at Oregon State University. There's a 29-year-old British graduate student who is getting two master's degrees simultaneously at the University of Oregon. There are two out of 1,000 students who have had their visas pulled. I mean, these are the kind of people you want in the United States, isn't it? And finally, this 30-year-old Russian-born scientist, Sania Petrova, she worked at Harvard's renowned Kirshner Lab. She developed computer scripts essential to decoding the imaging of a revolutionary microscope that could help advance the early detection of cancer. And she is currently the only one capable of reading the results because she invented this thing. And where is she now? Well, she flew into the Boston airport a couple of weeks ago with some frog embryos at the request of her lab manager, her supervisor, who had said, hey, please bring those frog embryos back from Europe. And normally, I mean, you know, it's importing stuff without, and she didn't declare it on her customs form. Typically, that's a $50 fine. And they take your stuff away. But, oh, no, she's in jail. She's being held at ICE's Richwood Detention Center, Correction Center in Monroe, Louisiana. And she fears that she is going to be deported back to Russia, which is where she came from. She's here because she fled Russia because she was protesting the invasion of Ukraine, which means if she is deported to Russia, she immediately goes to prison for years and years and years. I mean, look at that young woman who just got repatriated to the United States, who was arrested for having given $40 to a charity that was supporting Ukraine. This is a scientist who was openly critical of Putin, thinking that the United States would protect her. Oh, no, not under Donald Trump. If Putin wants something, Putin gets something under Donald Trump. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Dan in Carmel Valley, California. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Not a bunch. Glad to be here, and I watch your show quite often.
Thank you.
The thing I'd really like to talk about is there seems to be an enormous obsession with Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and I believe that these are puppets of, as we say, oligarchs. I think that every time we say the word Trump, we should say the Republicans. The reason these guys are in El Salvador, you and I know, the Republicans could fix this immediately,
yeah,
and they choose not to.
Well, it doesn't even take the entire GOP, Dan. It would take four or five Republicans in both the House and Senate, and that would be the end of it.
Exactly.
Because the Democrats would join them.
It's excruciatingly simple. And so that was my main comment I want to make, is to say that Elon Musk is not responsible for this. Donald Trump is a puppet, and he's an idiot. And away we go.
Yeah. Well said, Dan. Thank you very much. Richard in Houston, Texas. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Thank you. I'm out here at the Corning protest. I'm just now unloading my signs. Half signs will travel.
Protest in Houston today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Every Tuesday. Every Tuesday in front of John Corning's office. Every Tuesday for 8 solid years, man.
Wow.
They've been picking up our back. I've been doing it for the last 3 months, but that's not what I called in. I talked to you last week, and I got too long-winded. I didn't get to finish my point. I spent too much time setting it up. But my point was, I had this big sign at the city hall in Houston, and this lady, like little Dr. Ruth with big hair, protesting with me, but she was offended by my sign because it had two swastikas on it, and she couldn't see visibly enough the red line that went through it from a distance.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling this story, and we ran out of time. Yeah.
Right, and she was accusing me of sending this subliminal messaging. And this other guy that I had, yeah, you know, well, he's retarded. You know, you need to take it down, you need to take it down. And this other guy I had already met earlier said he liked my side, and all of a sudden he gets on her side.
Yeah.
Now, here's my point. Here's my point, Tom. The right is laser-focused on everything is the left fault, the left is wrong, the left is evil. We can't even agree on what a protest sign is.
Yeah.
That's my point.
No, I get it. You know, it's okay. the old joke, you know, Republicans fall in line, Democrats fall in love, or, you know, Will
exactly.
Rogers, you know, I'm not a member of an organized political party, I'm a Democrat. Yeah.
Right.
We know the
exactly.
jokes.
Okay, I'm headed to the protest. I'm almost there. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Okay, have a good one, Richard. Have fun.
Bye.
Yeah. Lynette in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Lynette, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Hey, Tom.
there's so many things to say. Of course, everybody does that when they call your show. I understand. My question is, when I have conversations now these days about Abrego Garcia, for the few Trump people that I know, now, of course, they spin it and they say, well, there's no difference with what Trump is doing because Obama, he didn't follow the rule of law for people that he was deporting for every single person. So what's the difference? So that's my question.
Well, the main difference is that when Obama deported people, he sent them back to the country they came from. And he didn't send them to prison. That's a huge difference. Life in prison is a very different thing from being dropped off at the Tijuana airport.
But they also, they also exclaim, you know, what they're hearing on, you know, Fox News and all the things they listen to, that he's a criminal, and he's just scum of the earth.
Well, fine.
And that's always part
If that's true, put him in front of a judge. Let him get sentenced to prison.
Well, that's what I say, but then they say, well, you know, Obama did it, and you didn't have any problem with that.
Well, Obama did, actually. I mean, all the people that Obama, to the best of my knowledge, yes, the majority of the people that Obama deported did not have a trial, but they all had an opportunity. There were basically deportation warrants signed for every one of them. They all had an opportunity to contest that. Most of them did not. So there were no trials, but or very few trials. But, you know, I think the big point is Obama did not send people to a notorious concentration. It's not even a prison. Prisons operate under the rule of law. When you're in a prison, you can visit with your family. You get out eventually. Nobody's ever gotten out of this terrorism prison. It's designed for people to die there. This is a life in prison sentence. And if you're okay with people being sentenced to life in prison for crossing the border illegally, there's something wrong with you. Lynette, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's 40, and obviously not speaking about you, Lynette. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a minute. And just a reminder, Ali Velshi will be with us at the top of the hour, taking your calls for the hour.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. A native path collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Many brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptide formula, it's also more bioavailable. It's absorbed into the body more easily, mixes better than other brands. There's no clumping. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, they offer really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. So visit GetNativePath.com/Tom, G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and start your transformation today. Get, G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Tom.
Since the last world war, we said never again, but look what's in store. The rich got their cuts, the poor got ignored. Now the wolves are back and they're scratching the door. Is the second Republican Great Depression knocking at America's door? Tariffs and lies with the truth in recession, and greed like we've never seen before. Is this the crash they've been waiting for? Is the second Great Depression at our door? Debt piled high like a house.
Welcome back. 2 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Joe in Phoenix. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I just want to say thank you so much for having Allie on the show today. I don't think people realize how great it is to listen to him talk about the economy, explain how one thing affects another. And
yeah, he started out as an econ reporter. As a business reporter.
Pardon?
He started out as a business reporter, I think, on CNBC. I could be wrong, but
I think so, too. And then he used to do the morning show with Stephanie Ruhle, and they talked about it.
Yep. Yeah, and she was an econ reporter, too.
Yes. But the way Ali explains things that people can relate to in their daily life is so important. So thank you for having him on, and thank you for what you do. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate your kind words. And we will hear from him in about 15 minutes. Don in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Today is Earth Day, and I'm an environmental geographer and an old Great Lakes person. So, you know, I thought I'd mention part of the cuts that Elon Musk and his Doge, teenagers made against the U.S. They cut off about 20% of the people who work controlling the lampreys in the Great Lakes.
Oh, no.
And the lampreys, and that is unique. That is the most successful program to control a parasite over a wide area in human history.
Wow.
And it's gotten really sophisticated. They used to just put out the poison, but they do all kinds of things now. They've learned how to control and use the minimal amount of poison, because that, But, yeah, there were 20% of them, they were all ones who were...
These lampreys are an invasive species, and they're like blood-sucking... You know, they attach themselves to the side of fish and just kill the fish, basically, destroy
the fish, that's right. And they decimated the Great Lakes. I mean, the lower lakes, you know, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, and Erie,
yeah,
and Ontario.
Voracious feeders.
Totally decimated. Lake Superior didn't get as bad. But, you know, I've run into those guys while out on, camping on Lake Superior. I've run into the guys and talk with them, and they're real good work. You know, they care about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They're protecting Lake Superior. They're protecting Lake Huron. You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, the heedlessness, what was it, you know, that, you know, the price of everything and the value of nothing?
Mm-hmm.
We have those kind of people, running the country again, and with a vicious, I mean, it's just, this is going to be the fate of our lifetimes.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Don, thank you. Spot on. Bill in Los Angeles. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Fine,
I appreciate you bringing up the case of tear gas. Teddy Wheeler and his, Bonapartist police department, and how they worked hand in hand with the white supremacists, like the Three Percenters and the Proud Boys and the whole cache of guns. I think it's really important to remember Ida B. Wells' statement about how a Winchester rifle should be held in high regards, and there any black family to do what the government refuses to do. And it's obvious to any real studiers of, say, the black codes or gun control more generally, that gun control has obviously been implemented on the oppressed peoples, black people, Native Americans, and that the white supremacists will always be held in reserve under either Democrat or Republican. And so gun control is basically racist. And, imbibing in or wanting to disarm the population.
Well, yes and no. I mean, in the southern states, black people were forbidden from owning weapons. And, you know, if you want to call that gun control, but white people had unlimited access to weaponry.
Exactly.
I assume that's what you're talking about.
Continuing on a regime of gun control.
But I don't think that limiting access to AR-15s is racist at all.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, sure. The white supremacists will always, by their proximity to power, white supremacists in your gun control scheme about, you know, the most kind of ubiquitous rifle, stripping them from the oppressed, will, you know, further the rise of white supremacy. You know, Ida B. Wells.
I just don't see the Proud Boys as the oppressed, Bill. I'm sorry. All right. Ali Velshi will be with us up next for the full hour, taking your calls. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Ali Velshi. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
It's the first official Drive Time Maggie Dawn show. We kick off the program with Congresswoman Gwen Moore. And stick around, we'll be joined by the CEO of the Milwaukee Brewers.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A major university has issued a warning to its international students. CBS's Jim Crisula with the latest.
Duke University has sent out a notice advising its international students not to travel outside the U.S. over the summer break. The university says the advice applies to legal permanent residents and green card holders. Duke says students who must travel internationally should talk to the school's visa services liaison or contact an immigration lawyer.
The FDA is asking the food industry to stop using synthetic food dyes found in many items on supermarket shelves, and they plan to phase out 8 petroleum-based colors. FDA head Marty McCary.
Taking petroleum-based food dyes out of the food supply is not a silver bullet that will instantly make America's children healthy, but it is one important step.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is defending himself against another assertion that he shared classified material.